Business.
Bartleby. I am number 0.6. How modern workers are at the mercy of ratings.
A close friend of Bartleby's just got the news that their department was shedding 2.6 workers. At first sight, the concept of 0.6 of a worker sounds pretty odd. But workers who are freelance, on temporary contracts, or in part-time employment register in the headcount as less than a whole number. Being classed as 0.6 of a worker seems dehumanising. Few people want to be thought of as just a number, let alone a fraction. In The Prisoner, a cult British television series from the 1960s, the hero, played by Patrick McGoohan, resigns from his job as a secret agent, only to be abducted and taken to a village. He is only referred to as Number Six, and his frequent escape attempts are frustrated. Although he insists that I am not a number, I am a free man, the audience never learns his name. The programme has a very 1960s vibe. It focuses on the individual's efforts to assert himself in the face of a repressive, conformist society. At one point, the title character declares, "I will not be pushed, filed, stamped, indexed, briefed, debriefed or numbered. My life is my own." These days, many workers would sympathise. They feel pushed, filed, indexed and numbered. When they apply for a job, they may be assessed by artificial intelligence, which passes resumes for keywords without which an applicant's odds of an interview lengthen. Based on works like Evidence-Based Recruiting by Atta Tarki, who claims that scores in general mental ability tests have a strong 65% correlation with job performance, firms may ask candidates to take an intelligence test. When they get a job, employees find the indexing and numbering continues. Workers at warehouses have to pick a certain number of items per hour. Those at call centres are assessed by software that monitors their hourly number of calls and the amount of time spent on each one. Fall behind the target and you may feel unable to take a break. When their task is completed, employees are often rated again, this time by the customers.